I'd like to welcome Mr. Gene Charlot to the Archives of American Art. We are here in the Detroit Institute of Arts on the 17th of August, 1961. Mr. Charlot has been working in Farmington at the Church of Our Lady of Sorrows, which was built in 1959. With him are Brother James Roberts and Paul Hendrickson, both of whom have been assisting with his work in Farmington, as well as Alice Hollis of the Archives and myself, Miriam Leslie. Mr. Charlot, is this your first visit to Detroit in this area, your first work here?
No, I've been here before. I did a fresco for Lincoln Park, the Church of Christ the Good Shepherd, Father Torchevsky. That was done some 6-7 years ago, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been here before.
And it was through that this commission came to you?
Well, in a way it is. It was the same architect who built both churches. And he suggested me for this job, I think.
I see. We were wondering how you took the subject for the mural that you have just completed.
Well, you usually use the title of the church, and it was the Church of Our Lady of Sorrows. So already the windows had given the story of the sorrows of Mary as they are known, and I had to think I would say of another one that would be a little more general and less anecdotical than things like the flight into Egypt, for example. So I thought that by making the center theme Christ, which is what liturgically we should do in an apsidal wall on the back of the main altar, I could tie Christ and Mary in some way, and I chose the ascension of Christ, and it is of course one of the glorious mysteries, but from the point of view of Mary, it is the separation from her son, at least in his body, and must have been a sort of, not sorrow, at least a strain. So I chose that particular ascension of Christ combined with the relationship to Mary at the time. So Christ ascends, and there are angels around him that hold some of the instruments of the Passion, Veronica's veil and so on, as a remembrance of that other sorrow of Mary, which was the Passion. And underneath, some angels are bidding the apostles go on their missions all over the world, which is, of course, the text in the New Testament, and Mary remains the center of attention. Christ ascends in a white, very white robe that is tinted with yellows as sort of a glorious effect. Mary remains on earth in black, holding a chalice which is symbolical of sorrow. Usually, for example, at the Garden of Olives, the chalice is mentioned as a symbol of sorrow. And the apostles, James and Peter, make ready to go on their missions. Then there are, in the background, in the distance, there are two figures that symbolize the Old Testament. It's a prophet, I'm not sure which one, but it is a prophet with a scroll, which suggests the antiquity of the text of the Old Testament. And the New Testament is symbolized by John the Evangelist holding a book. And that's the subject matter. Also, a great number of angels that people, the ceiling angels in flight.
We were wondering whether you went ahead with the first design or the first plan for the mural, or if you perhaps submitted several suggestions to the parish priest.
Yes and no. That is, Monsignor Bion, who is the parish priest, knew my work. He's a very conscientious man. He went and he studied whatever frescoes of mine there were in churches. I think he has seen, of course, Lincoln Park here, but he went to Atchison, the Benedictine Abbey, and saw the fresco there. He went to the Centerville, Ohio, where I did the fresco for the Franciscan friary. And I think that at the beginning, at